The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Peterson of KMA Radio and Wayne Domanowski of the Sergeant Bluff Advocate. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, thank you very much. Senator, you along with some Senate colleagues have been asking questions about cost increases in the EpiPen, which is a device that contains a drug that battles severe allergic reactions. It's been a major story over the last couple of days. What kind of response have you received from the Food and Drug Administration on why Mylan was allowed to increase the drug's price?
Yeah. I have not heard an answer to my letter yet. There's been a phone call from the company to my chief of staff, which we took the phone call, but we told them we want our letter answered, and I'm not going to draw any conclusions until I get an answer to the letter, except I can say this based upon watching cable financial news today. I found out that this is really a public relations problem for Mylan, and they're doing anything they can to counteract it, like giving out $300 savers cards or something like that. But I don't think that that's going to satisfy, well, I can tell you that's not going to satisfy me, but I'm going to wait until I want a solid, intellectually honest answer to why these prices went up so rapidly. And then don't forget, also, I and several of my colleagues wrote a letter to the FDA to see why there isn't a competitor product out here and what it takes to get it, and if FDA is working on that, because I think that getting more of a generic product out and getting two or more companies selling it is going to drive down the price.
All right, Wayne, do you have a question for Senator Grassley?
I was going to ask the very same question, but that's fine. I go to a national problem or whatever. I don't know if anybody tells the truth anymore. But on this Iran $400 million, and then I understand there's like $1.something billion that's going to be sent every week or something for X number of weeks. The president said that we couldn't we had to send $400 million in cash because we couldn't wire it to them. Then all of a sudden now we're wiring money to them. What's going on?
I can't separate the $400 million that came in foreign currency from the money you're talking about that's being wired. I don't have knowledge of the difference. But regardless, remember why this was paid. It was paid as ransom for four American hostages. Now, the White House says it wasn't ransom, but the Iranian says it's ransom. And if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And if it's a ransom, it's a ransom. So let's believe the Iranians, because they're the ones that took the money. They're the ones that released the hostages. And then we later on have the State Department confessing that they didn't send the money until they knew that the people were in the airplane to be flown out of Iran. So I can't connect the wired money to the original $400 million, but it's still part of the same plot, and it's helping a country that uses most of their surplus cash funding international terrorism, particularly against Israel, and in this particular case, is going on in Syria. Another thing, though, that this creates a problem for any American that travels to that part of the world, if you can be held as a hostage and get $100 million from us for being held a hostage, quite frankly, then you understand that your life is in danger, and that's another bad aspect of our paying for this.
Senator, the country of Turkey has started advancements into Syria in an effort to eradicate ISIS from that country. How important is Turkey's role as an ally in the fight against the Islamic State?
I think it's pretty important. I know they've always wanted Syria to be attacked. They wanted president of Syria to be out of there a long time ago. They've encouraged everything that's been going on in Iran, but they in Syria, but they haven't contributed much to getting ISIS out of there or getting Assad out of the presidency, and I'm glad to see that they're doing it. But I think the most important thing about having good relations with Turkey is the fact that we have a very important air base there, and we want to keep that air base operating, not only in the case of what's going on in Syria and Iraq, but also it's part of our mutual defense operation with Israel. And all those are pretty important reasons to get along with Turkey. On the other hand, when I just say get along with Turkey, I don't appreciate what the president of Turkey is doing, cutting down on liberties and freedoms and violating people's rights under their own constitution and trying to put down the press and put down political opposition. I know a coup is one thing, but a long time before there was a coup, he was striking at political opposition and doing everything he could to become more of a dictator.
Okay, back to Iowa. Senator, I had a release from the people here in Iowa about our the corn-based fuel that we produce. I'm sorry I don't have all of the names in front of me, but just off the top of my head, I'm asking this question. In that particular article, there was a charge that the corn-based fuel that we produce is worse than regular fuel because of something with carbon. I don't know if that's true, but that's not the point. The point is, at one time, we were supposed to be looking for alternative fuel. Iowa stepped forward and started producing it, and now all of a sudden we have a national government that isn't supporting this very product that they claim we needed.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I think we're getting most of that propaganda from organizations that don't like ethanol, and they're producing some scientific studies that they say are scientific, but people at a lot of high-rate universities in the United States would rebut, and they're trying to say that the production of ethanol, when you put it from putting the seed in the ground to actually putting ethanol made from corn into your tank, that it uses more energy than it saves. And there's just all kinds of studies that refute that. And I think that it's intellectually dishonest the way they approach this. And I could go into some detail on why I think that they're intellectually dishonest. Just one example, they're trying to make a case that when we plant more acres of corn to make ethanol, that somehow that's causing Brazil, for instance, to cut down more trees and go into their green area, plow it up, and plant more grain because we need it for food. Quite frankly, we're growing more corn on less acres than we did 100 years ago.
Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you, Mike and Wayne, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.